This story fascinates me. This is a new development that suggests that one of the ways of fighting cancer might be with actual cancer cells. How is that possible?
Well, this is actually quite innovative, and I agree with you, Mark. It really is extending the boundary of trying to develop novel means of combating and preventing cancer cell growth. And so the concept behind this goes back to how scientists and researchers are trying to find proteins that inhibit the growth and development of cancers. Proteins are essentially molecules that will bind to specific receptors in cells and signal them either to grow, not grow, basically structure and order the metabolism of the cell, just as our proteins do for our bodies. So in this case, what they decided to do was say, you know, other cancer cells, in this case it's a mouse cancer, kidney cancer cell, produce a lot of different proteins that can also influence the growth of other cancer cells. In fact, when you have different kinds of cancer cells together, in this case, they compete with each other. That is, these proteins wage a war to try and signal the stop of growth of one so that the other one can survive. So what they've done is they've taken kidney cancer cells from mice, and they've put them into small beads. These beads are encapsulated by what's called agarose, which is a seaweed type of sugar that forms a hard capsule around these cells. And the cells then don't spread to any part of the body. They stay in these particular beads. And these are animal studies that they've done so far. And they implanted in the abdomen of these animals anywhere between 550 to 700 beads, depending on the weight of the individual or the animal. And what they found was that it diminished the growth of some of these cancers in these animals. One of them was in prostate cancer for dogs. They found that it was able to cause regression and increase survival of the dogs by three times, from less than 50 days to 177 days. And also in mice, they found that after 30 days, some of the tumors in the mice were 30 to 60% smaller than those in the untreated mice. So these are animal studies, though, and what I like about this particular article in the Wall Street Journal is that it didn't promise the moon. It really is a well-balanced article that specifically said it's animal models. It's going to be now conducted in an early phase study in 30 people, looking to see if it's going to help stop the cancers or at least have an effect on the cancers, and is not promising any miraculous effect, but rather, this is opening up, again, another means of trying to determine which proteins that are being produced by these. It's literally like a factory. These beads are now protein factories, harnessing the cancers without the cancer spreading anywhere in the body. And they found that there are over 700 different proteins that are secreted by the beads, and 25 to 30 of them are known to have anti-tumor effects. So if you can then determine which proteins they are, and you can then mass produce them, you may not need the cancer cells afterwards to do this. You could then use these proteins to treat the cancers themselves in a different delivery system.
The other thing I thought was interesting is the fact that this isn't being funded by a big drug company, and it's not a biotech startup that is leading the way on this. This has actually all been funded by a privately held company that was run by a billionaire who passed away last year. The money has all come from this private source.
That's right. It's $50 million from Metro Media, which is a communications company. And what they're saying is that if it does pan out and does generate revenue, that it's going into their charitable foundation. So that's also pretty neat, Mark. And when you consider, I mean, you know those billionaires that are putting their money in for, after they die, they're going to donate their money.
Yeah.
Imagine, this is $50 million to do this. The billions of dollars, if they even take a fraction of that and devote it to this kind of research and other research, the possibilities really are endless with regards to what you'll see.
And it's interesting, the timing of that discovery with President Barack Obama last night saying that America has to be a leader in scientific research, even as they struggle with economic issues and government spending, that they still need to be a leader in scientific research. This is the kind of thing that research can yield.
Well, that's exactly it. And the thing about, you know, we see studies and a lot of people say, well, why did they study that? It looks ridiculous. Why are you doing that? The problem is that you cannot predict where anything is going to go and what direction it's going to go. One small study that seems relatively innocuous, or just, you know, you don't know why they study this particular minutia of a biological system, can be the key factor in someone else's research to be able to determine a means of treating a particular problem. So these cancer beads are potentially just one step, because you don't know what direction it's going to go in, Mark. This may be something where, again, they find out new proteins just by doing this, something they couldn't invent on their own, because biological systems produce all kinds of stuff. And by isolating this, they now have 700 proteins to look at to see how they interact with the body and which ones have an effect, which ones don't. And who knows what comes from this, but this is a very positive article.
Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.